sweetness away. Hi, this is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar. This is WMFO, Medford, Mass. I've been doing this show for about 5 years on WCAC, a community station in Watertown that streams online. And I started here at MFO just a couple of months ago. I'm still learning the system. But today I'm going to play Rock Under the Radar's top 11 albums of the year. And, what am I saying? Yes, not claiming they're definitively the best of the year. There's too many albums I haven't even heard, never mind played on the show. But, why isn't this? Where am I? Losing my place here. Anyway, these are just Rock Under the Radar's tops. Tough to narrow the list down, so in the spirit of Spinal Tap, I went to 11. So many great live albums came out this year, so they make up more than half of the list. And except for my number one, the rest of the albums are in no particular order. They're all great. And I couldn't take what was the absolute best song from each disc because a lot of those are really long and the whole thing would not fit into this hour show. So I'm going to start out with Rival Sons, which is a band from Long Beach, California, a really great new hard rock band. And Hollow Bones came out in June. And this from that album is Baby Boy. Let's see now what I'm doing.
Hey!
This is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford. I don't know if my idea at the beginning of the show came through. I apologize if it didn't. I think the sound might not have been up as it should have been. As I said, I have been doing this Rock Under the Radar show for 5 years on WCAC, a community station in Watertown that streams online. Started MFO a couple of months ago, and today I'm going to play Rock Under the Radar's top 11 albums of the year. Not claiming they're definitively the best of the year. There's too many albums I haven't even heard yet or played on the show or anything, but these are just Rock Under the Radar's tops. And since it was tough to narrow the list down, in the spirit of Spinal Tap, I went to 11. So these are my top 11 albums of 2016. And so many great live albums came out this year that they make up more than half of the list as well. Except for my number one, the rest of the albums are in no particular order, because they're all great. I couldn't even take the absolute best song from each album, because most of those are long, and the whole thing wouldn't fit into an hour. Okay, you heard Rival Sons from their album Hollow Bones, came out in June, and that was Baby Boy. After that, the Virgin Marys, a hard-rocking three-piece from England, who formed in 2009, and their album Divides came out in May, and from that was Halo in Her Silhouette. After that, the Temperance Movement, a British blues rock band that formed in 2011, and that was Three Bullets, the first single from their album White Bear that was released in January of this year. After that, you heard Raven Eye, an English band formed in 2014, and their album Nova came out in September. And from that, you heard a song, what was the song? Come With Me. Raven Eye has it's a power trio. The guitarist is a highly acclaimed young blues guitarist from the UK named Ollie Brown, who has already put out several solo albums. And I love that song, love that band. And after that was Inglorious with Warning from their self-titled debut album that came out in February. Five men in this band are inspired by 70s classic rock, hard rock, and they're fronted by lead singer Nathan James, who has sung for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Let's see. Now we'll get to the live stuff coming now. Starting with Radio Moscow. This song is called I Don't Need Nobody. It's from their album Live in California. They're a blues rock power trio from Iowa that formed in 2004. I believe they're in California now. Been putting out albums since 2007, and their self-titled debut was produced by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. And the serious guitarist and singer and songwriter in this band's name is Parker Griggs. So this is Radio Moscow with I Don't Need Nobody. Oh, wait a second. I had the title wrong. This is going to be Rancho... Wait a minute. Rancho Tahoma Airport. I'm sorry. By Radio Moscow.
Thank you. Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, I try to soothe you.
Is this going on now? Or what'd I just do? All right, here we go. I can't hear it in my monitors, in my headphones, so that's makes it a little weird for me here. But anyway, let me see this. Okay, we just heard the beginning of all the live albums on my, tops, Rock Under the Radar's Tops of the Year. First, you heard Radio Moscow doing Radio Tahoma, Rancho Tahoma Airport from Live in California. After that, you heard Eric Clapton with another great version of a great song. He was doing the Jimi Hendrix song Little Wing, and it's from Clapton's brand new album, Live in San Diego with special guest J.J. Cale. It was recorded on March 15th, 2007 in San Diego. His great album, and his album last year, Old Sock, or the year before, whatever, Old Sock studio album. Old Sock was an appropriate title for it. Not that great, but this is great. The live stuff, he really gets it going. And after that, you heard I'll Play the Blues for You from the new Joe Bonamassa album, Live at the Greek Theater. It came out in September. In this album, Joe does songs that were done by the Three Kings, Freddie, Albert, and BB. He's saying their music mean a lot to Joe. And that was I'll Play the Blues for You, which was originally performed by Albert King. Now I have something that it's kind of weird because it was live from 1969, but the album just came out this year. And the material hadn't been released before. It was Jimi Hendrix. It was a new release called Machine Gun. And it's the Fillmore's first show of December 31st, 1969, the first ever performance of the Band of Gypsies, the band he had with Buddy Miles and Billy Cox after the experience. And the disc came out in September. And like I said, it's the first time the material was released. And from that album, you'll hear Jimi Hendrix doing Bleeding Heart. Thank you.
Understanding and a little loving, baby.